With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live. This is the Hervoy Moritz Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Are you ready for round two? We got another great guest, Akira, the Dawn of meaningwave.com. A really interesting dude, character. And we got a lot of great, some more crazy headlines for you. France wants to sanction football players for rejecting LGBTQ jerseys. Several athletes chose not to play over the weekend rather than wear a shirt with a rainbow-colored number. One of my past podcast guests, former diplomat Jim Jatris, calls this rainbow fascism. I'm sorry, I will not accept the term homophobic. This is being heterophobic, okay? We're going to fight fire with fire here. You're imposing your values upon us. I don't impose my Christianity upon you. Don't oppose your stuff, you know, shove it down our throats. The, you know, French sports minister called for players who refused to participate in the campaign to be sanctioned by their respective clubs. And the article actually says in this anti-homophobia campaign, how is it anti-homophobia if you're forcing these foreign values upon people who oppose these values? That's not homophobia. I mean, in reverse, it's heterophobia, Christophobia. Call it whatever you like. And yeah, this is insane. And I view this, again, as part of like this coming social credit system. You won't wear the rainbow flag? Your facial recognition payment won't work. You get deducted social credits. You don't bow down to climate changism? You don't put on your mask? You're not boosted up with the latest vax? You don't support the latest whatever war to dominate whatever part of the planet? You lose social credits. You can't feed your family, you know, but we're being inclusive here. We're being inclusive. So total insanity. There's a lot of energy news that I find interesting. Telegraph posted a piece on the wind and solar myth, which has finally been exposed, about how power prices will soar, making everything more expensive with more frequent blackouts. But as I told you last hour, that's great. The global liberalist elite think it's fantastic. People will starve and be impoverished and die because less energy will be used. And this article says, basically the conclusion goes on to say that if we had 100% nuclear backup for solar and wind, we wouldn't need the wind and solar plants at all, at all. Wind and solar are in fact completely pointless. I agree. We got hydrocarbons and nuclear. We don't need wind or solar. Although I think, you know, some solar is interesting from a personal level. I've used, I've had a solar backpack out in the Gobi in Mongolia where I used to live, which could charge all my electronic devices, including my laptop, which was pretty cool. So, what else is interesting? Another article from thenationalnews.com. Nuclear power helps bring down electricity prices by 75% in Finland. Country expects wind to be its largest energy source by 2027. But there you go. The nuclear brought down electricity by 75%. Algorithm ghetto news. Kenya is being used as a testing ground for biometric-based vaccine tracking for babies. Advancements are being made in controversial tests carried out in a hospital in a small town in Kenya to develop a biometric vaccination management tracking program for newborns. The new method aims to ensure that as soon as a child is born and receives their first vaccine, what if they don't get their first vaccine? Like my kids are happily not vaccinated. They get their first vaccine. Biometric scanning of four of their fingers takes place. In addition to fingerprinting babies, their caregivers' biometric voice data is also collected. This is insane. The purpose of this is to monitor identities and manage vaccination histories, right? Because down the line, if you didn't get the vax, you can't participate in society, right? The mark of the beast. So it may have been Kenya. I had one of my listeners consult with me a while back American calling from somewhere out in Africa. And yeah, he was attesting to all of this digital craziness that's going on out there in rural Africa. Disney criticized for installing Disney Alexas in hotel rooms. So basically, they're listening to you in your, you and your spouse making love, in the restroom after you had some, difficult Mexican food or whatever. It says the kids were ordering room service on the Alexa. This is crazy, what else we got? More de-dollarization. A Bolivian leader open to using yuan for trade. It's Brazil, it's Argentina, it's Thailand, it's Pakistan, it's Bolivia now expressing openness to use of Chinese yuan for international trade, citing similar moves by Argentina and Brazil to tap the Asian currency for transactions with China. And there was a recent speech published by Xi Jinping, where he's advocating the advancement of the study and implementation of the thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. And he calls it, quote, complete scientific system. It's, he is the poster boy for scientific dictatorship and technocracy that wants to be exported to the rest of the world. Whatever one thinks of China or Xi Jinping, they are the Rockefeller-backed, program for the rest of the world. A reminder, you can download the TNT Radio app to your surveillance device, aka smartphone, from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store. If you got a de-Googled phone, you can go through the Aurora Store, and with the TNT Radio app, you can listen live to us anywhere, anytime. You can download it right now, and in this way, stay up to speed on TNT Radio.
Breaking news heard here.
It's around the clock update.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
On Lunes, Monday, that's today, billionaire investor, liberal philanthropist, Jorge Soros, announced that he is alive and healthy after rumors that he had died of a heart attack spread on social media. And I saw this. It's those wacky, poorly sourced conspiracy sites that don't source anything that say, oh, Soros died. This is like the second or third or fourth time I've seen this. I mean, why do people repost and run with this stuff? I don't know why. But anyways, this might lead some people to say one man's good news is all of mankind's bad news. And one of those people might be TNT Radio News producer Adam Clark, a.k.a. Ruckus, who is joining me once again with the full story.
Thank you, Havarde. Rumors that I had a heart attack are completely false. I am alive and healthy. So says George Soros on his Twitter account. Wow. Well, I'm so happy to hear that, George. But why am I hearing that? Oh, well, as you pointed out, Havarde, apparently George Soros dead has been trending on Twitter since Sunday. The rumor was apparently kicked off that afternoon by an Irish right-wing activist who announced that, quote, George Soros has died of a violent heart attack, end quote. Not just a heart attack, a violent heart attack. And they attributed the news to a handle. People still don't even know what this is, but something called Politics for All Ireland. The account has less than 1,500 followers and for the last 2 years has sporadically tweeted anti-immigration and anti-lockdown messages, as well as a series of posts last December announcing that Santa Claus's sleigh had crashed in Ireland, leaving Saint Nick in, quote, critical condition, end quote. So, yeah, I don't know how somebody thought this was serious, but it really went viral. A hoax news article that appears to be operated from Turkey claimed that, quote, the news in the Western media had said that Soros had, quote unquote, passed away, replete with grammatical mistakes and misspellings. Another viral Twitter post that claimed he died hasn't even yet been taken down by Twitter as of publishing the article that I'm sourcing here. But it does include a community notes disclaimer saying, quote, this is false. Claim George Soros has died at the age of 92. Conclusion, the news is fake and Soros is still alive, end quote. I'm sure many people had to drop a bunch of crying face emojis when they heard that. But anyways, I jest. And it's not the first time this has happened. News of Soros's death has been prematurely announced before. In 2013, Reuters accidentally published an unfinished obituary for the financier, which read, quote, George Soros, who died XXX at age XXX, was a predatory and hugely successful financier and investor who argued paradoxically for years against the same sort of freewheeling capitalism that made him billions, end quote. That reminds me of what happened to Alfred Nobel, the creator of the Nobel Peace Prize. True story. He was known as the Merchant of Death. He made his living selling dynamite and other destructive materials and just thrived off the sorrows of others. But there was a paper who did something similar. They accidentally printed his obituary, and people were literally partying and celebrating. And it didn't make Alfred Nobel feel very good, so he decided to create the Nobel Peace Prize. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. Now, Soros was born to a Jewish family in Hungary, which is why we're not allowed to talk about Soros, because when we're talking about this one person by the name of George Soros is all I'm talking about. It's all most of us are talking about. Yet, for some reason, people out there like to think that means we're talking about a whole bunch of people who have something in common with him, and that's not true. However, regardless, Soros, just so you know, historically speaking, this is true, look this up too, he spent the Second World War concealing his ancestry while working with the occupying Nazis, a job he later said he had to do but felt no guilt over. Just one of the many reasons, Hervory, that perhaps somebody like me might say that one man's good news is all of mankind's bad news. But what say you?
Well, first point is, with the people in non-mainstream media sharing this sort of news, I don't know if this is grifting. It's certainly incompetence. I mean, I saw this headline on some feed somewhere like a day or two ago, and I could immediately detect, I mean, this is fake. You can see it's one of those websites that are just garbage websites. They don't source. You have to source material. I hate these sites that just put out headlines or information. There's no links, there's no sources, no primary sources, nothing. That's garbage. We have to have still academic take on this stuff. And so don't share this on your Telegrams or Twitters or Facebooks or whatever, Gabs and Getters and MeWe's and Truth Socials and all this stuff. It's fake. You are, you know, to the non-mainstream crew, I hate saying, you know, alt media, you know, anyone who's non-mainstream, you're giving us a bad name. You're hurting the credibility. Also, I'm just amazed. These guys live forever. Seriously, like Kissinger's 100. Soros, like, I don't know how, you know, if he's not close to 100, I'm sure he'll get there. And what's up with that? And I, as evil and sinister as this guy might be, my personal faith and conviction tells me, the Bible actually talks about this, you know, you don't want, even to your enemies, you don't want to like wish these nasty things. So I don't wish him death. I wish he would repent. I still believe it's possible, though small chance of that. But I don't wish him death. And in any case, I think these are, you know, that Metallica wrote that song, Disposable Heroes for Master of Puppets. These are disposable villains in any case. You know, look at the past century. You know, Soros drops, Kissinger drops, even Cobra Commander Klaus Schwab. You're going to get his, you know, Soros's son. What's his, I forget his name. Is it Alexander Soros? These are disposable villains in any case. You know, any final thoughts, Ruckus?
Oh, I would like to correct and make sure people understand that I, too, like you, do not wish harm to him. I'm just saying that if the harm had happened to him and we heard about it and there were some people who might be like, hey, you know what? I know it's mean to say, but maybe some things might get a little better with him gone. But then to find out, oh, no, that was just an April Fool's joke or a prank. And maybe you were like, oh, well, maybe I can push forward with X, Y, and Z now that, you know, a cancer of society has been removed. I'm not wishing for them to be, I mean, of course, we would like them removed lawfully, but that's not going to happen. So the only thing left is to let nature do its course, or to God to step in. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, there's probably a lot of people out there who aren't going to be crying at his funeral, is all I'm saying.
Speaking of disposable heroes and disposable villains, or Metallica, I was listening to Metallica's latest album, 72 Seasons. And the first track was okay and everything. Honestly, I tried re-listening to it. I can't listen to it. It's just like, it's painful to my ears. And I've seen Metallica, I don't know how many times live. I saw them at the Fillmore East in San Francisco in 2004, a little club with 1,000 people. I was in the Metallica fan club. I got lucky to go see them in a small club. But I don't know if you're a Metallica fan or if you heard it. Any thoughts on that?
I missed it, but I'll check it out.
Maybe you shouldn't check it out. It's kind of sad to see some of, quote, heroes get old and reach their peak and just watch them, you know, descend into mediocrity. It's just, you got to know when to give up. I don't understand. Like, don't they have a filter, a quality filter, when they know that this is not up to par? I'm trying to be realistic here. I like the Metallica music, but 72 Seasons just does not cut it for me. It's the first time an album doesn't cut it for me. All right, we got a fantastic guest next hour, Akira, the Dawn, meaningwave.com. Fantastic musician and artist. Check out his work. My mind is blown by it. I don't even know how to quantify this guy. Phone lines will be open. We'll be right back after the break.
You should hear what Mark Morano is talking about.
Media Matters for America did a big analysis and said that Tucker Carlson, quote, platformed some of the most notorious climate deniers. And they used me as an example. They said Tucker hosted climate change denier Mark Morano 14 times from 2019 to 23. And what they're trying to say is this is the reason, as AOC cheered on the deplatforming and cancelization, deplatforming works. They think they're going to silence us. As an example of not being silenced, the very first non-Tucker show on Fox News, hosted by Brian Kilmeade, featured me talking about the great food reset. You will eat lab-grown meat grown in a steel vat and insects and be happy. So they can't silence, but this is the attacks that they've gone after Tucker Carlson. It says Carlson used any excuse, such as new climate policies, initiatives, or convenings to platform some of those notorious climate deniers and controversial climate contrarians.
The Mark Morano Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's news talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
We don't talk at you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up!
We talk with you.
What do you think of this idea?
Let me tell you this.
What's wrong with this picture?
From government overreach to the global pandemic, TNT Radio invites you to join us as we separate facts from fiction, truth from propaganda, day in, day out.
Call the open line anytime.
In the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. In the U.K., call 033-024-1026. And in Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech has a home on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Stand by to get some.
First thing, when a revolution happens, they take over the radio stations because they want to get right into the thoughts of the people. Think it's going into your brain. It's words.
You ever heard of Kira the Dawn?
Just press play.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is represented.
representative of life. You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out.
That is the work of Akira the Don, who's joining us for the first time. He's a globally renowned artist and DJ and creator of the Meaning Wave universe. Meaning Wave is a musical psychotechnology developed by Akira the Don with the aim of helping listeners achieve their potential in this lifetime. The website is meaningwave.com. You can purchase his music. You can donate to his work. He's got t-shirts and merchandise and all this stuff. Welcome to TNT, Akira the Don.
Hey, buenas noches, hermano. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Yeah, todo bien. Todo chido. Todo chido por siempre. I just got back from CrossFit. I managed to get like 15 minutes of Zelda in with the boy before coming down here and finished a song. So it's been a good 2 hours, last 2.5 hours. It was pretty cool. How about you? The show's going great. I've been enjoying the show. I've been listening for the past hour or so.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was talking to Parallel Mike, who's out in Poland, and you know, I'm loving your work. Are you based in Mexico now?
Yeah, I am. I'm in Playa del Carmen, in the Yucatan.
Okay, yeah, maybe next time I'm out there, I'll hit you up. I'm in Chicago right now, but I live in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
In Chicago, that is crazy. How close to RoboCop is it in the spring of 2023?
I think pretty soon we'll have RoboCops everywhere, but
Adam, your homeboy Adam Scrabble tweeted something to this effect a few years ago. He's like, pay attention, you are living in the prequel to all those 80s dystopian movies. This is how we got to RoboCop over the next like 5-10 years, and it does seem to be a decent prediction.
Oh, most definitely. If I recall, I think RoboCop was in Detroit. I'm not sure, but I just read the headline the other day. You know, 50% of Chicagoans have experienced firearms violence. And, you know, 19 years ago, just a couple blocks from where I'm sitting, it was the first time I stared down the barrel of a gun here in the north suburbs of Chicago. So I'm one of those statistics. And let me ask a bit about, I think you're originally from the UK. And I'm not sure if Akira the Don came from Akira Kurosawa, one of my favorite film directors, but if you tell it, who is Akira the Don?
Yeah, that's me. And you were right. I did come up in the UK. I was born in the Midlands in the UK. We moved to Wales when I was 2, which is like, Lord of the Rings, right? Pretty much like visually, if you wanted to visualize it, it's like the bit just before they get to Mordor is like where I was growing up. And yeah, at that time when I was like 16 and went running around the country, getting into adventures, and ended up in London, then moved to the USA. And I lived in the USA till recently, you know, till a couple of years ago. And now I'm in Mexico.
Good choice on Mexico. I came here 13 years ago to Mexico, and I'm a proud Mexican citizen. 2018, I became a naturalized Mexican. My wife is, Mexican, but you mentioned UK and Mordor. I mean, now you get to live in the actual movie with, you know, we got Klaus Schwab, Sauron, and all this stuff going on. But before we get to that, you know, maybe your music, you know, I discovered it a couple months back, and it's, for me, it's like a phenomenon. I've got no idea what to do with you, how to place you. And I think this is a good thing. It's a compliment. You're like mysterious, avant-garde. I'm really loving meaningwave.com. And so maybe tell us a bit about your mission and what you're doing.
Sure. How did you find it?
I think on Twitter, you know.
Really? Shout out to Twitter. God bless the algorithms. You know what I mean? They ain't all bad. The music I make, you heard a little bit of it there. You heard it was before the chorus kicked in. So the songs do have choruses with singing and melodies and stuff. And the verses tend to be generally more occupied with speech, although I do slightly move it around a bit to accentuate the natural rhythm. But I'm not like sort of auto-tuning people or whatever. What I tend to do is look for the natural rhythm and melody within a person's natural voice, which exists in everyone, the way everybody speaks. Everyone has a rhythm and a melody. And so every utterance is a song, if you care to pay attention, you know? So what I do is I look for glittering, useful, powerful pieces of spoken word to turn into songs, whether that's something someone said on a podcast or something a philosopher said in a lecture, whether it's something from an old poem or a book or something like that. I turn Marcus Aurelius's Meditations into an album, for example. I've just turned Invictus, the like 1700s poem, into a very epic song. So yeah, I've been engaged in sort of, I realized that music was the ultimate delivery mechanism. If you think about that bit in The Matrix where Keanu downloads Kung Fu, you know, he's like, wow, I know Kung Fu. Music is close to that in its capacity to help a person to imbue an idea. And, you know, maybe you've got to wait for a period in your life for it to, a certain thing to make sense to you. But if you're listening to it in the context of a song, you can keep listening to it and listening to it until it makes sense. Whereas, you know, if you hear a podcast or a lecture or something, you might listen to it once, then forget it. It's difficult to, you know, imbue things that are presented in that format. Music is very, 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 very powerful. And it's not discussed. And I do wonder about that.
Yeah, I've had some musical ethnologist Hans Uther on a while back, and we talked about, you know, the Tavistock Institute and how they know this. Well, it can be used in a good way and a bad way, and how they've used music to sort of do mind control. And I've been enjoying your latest track, Invictus, very much. Akita, we're going to have to jump to our headlines with James.
Now, I've got news for you.
TNT Radio News.
News flash!
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Turkey's electoral chief says the country's presidential race will go to a second round on May 28th, as incumbent President Erdogan fell just short of an outright victory. Home Secretary Suella Braverman has said more needs to be done to reduce legal migration, and said there was no good reason why Britain could not train up a homegrown workforce of lorry drivers and fruit pickers and reduce the country's overall need for immigrant workers.
Are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio?
Do you think we're doing a good job?
Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, or Getter? Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Life is a difficult process. Infinitely challenging. Ultimately challenging. Because it's bounded by death and insanity and all these terrible things that can befall people. You need to chart a course that makes the travel worthwhile. To chart a course that makes the travel worthwhile. Not happiness. It's a much more profound idea than that. It's more like adventure.
All right, that was another track from Akita. That was Jordan Peterson. I'm sure you could recognize that. Like again, like I said, I'm really enjoying the work. I'm going to be purchasing the music to support. We need to support people doing this work. Meaningwave.com. Also, the Linktree is Linktree or linktr.ee/AkitaTheDawn. And if you want to tell us maybe about some of your choices, you're bringing together the best of both worlds, you know, the intellectual and then this music. And I can just, you know, sit down for hours and listen to this stuff. You've got Alan Watts, Jocko Willink, who I'm a huge fan of, I think former Navy SEAL Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan. Tell us a bit about, you know, some of your choices.
Yeah, well, it's there's one of the Alan Watts songs. The chorus is what we need is the fullness of the view. And that has been the philosophy. The idea being that, I mean, the reason I started doing it was because I realized I was not yet wise enough to make an album that would have been my third full solo rap album. I'd made two. And I realized I wasn't yet wise enough to make that third one. I'd not experienced enough, lived enough at that point. I hadn't had a kid. And then I realized that I've been making experimenting with chopping up bits of people talking on mixtapes and stuff. And I realized that could just be whole songs. And I could say, hey, there's Jordan Peterson. He's been thinking about why it is that so many people ended up in concentration camps in the last century. He's been thinking about that for 40 years. So he's going to have, you know, a powerful perspective on certain things. And there's Alan Watts. And he looked at certain things from multiple perspectives. You know, he was a Christian preacher. And then he went and, you know, imported Eastern culture and religion and philosophy to the West, and all these various other characters who have these perspectives on various things that are important to us. I think of these things, these subjects, as kind of glowing orbs. And then on one side of the room, Alan Watts is looking from his perspective, and the other side of the room, you've got Jocko's perspective. The other side of the room, you've got Marcus Aurelius's perspective, whichever it is. And then the individual can take those various perspectives and take what is useful to them with regards to where they are in their existence. You know, sometimes I think of it like mythology, the way that Joseph Campbell talked about, say watching Star Wars. You're watching Star Wars and like you're a kid, you're going to be looking at Luke, you know, and you're going to be empathizing with him, and you're going to be looking at his journey. If you're like, you're like 50 and you're watching Star Wars and you're still empathizing with Luke, you have not moved on in your life. You're not at the right point of your life, right? You should be looking at Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever. So I think of these various characters, they all embody certain aspects in a kind of archetypal sense, right? Watts is this kind of sort of like trickster, magician sort of type character. You know, Goggins is this monk, this warrior monk, right? Jocko is, you know, this kind of the warrior leader type character. So they all have very, very useful and powerful perspectives on things that are really important to all of our lives. So the idea is to have like, you know, a balanced perspective from these various people so that we can, you know, take those into our own lives and, you know, have more optimal experiences in this realm of tears that we happen to be navigating at this very epic moment in the human story.
Yeah, you mentioned that in Invictus, this sort of that idea of tears and this the sort of time that we're in. And I don't know if it's when you get older, you know, like I listen to all world music, rock, classical guitar. And I was mentioning Metallica before, and I can't listen to their latest album. It's just angry and depressing. And I'm like, I like your stuff is edifying. And so again, I can't recommend it enough. We've got a caller on the line. Akira, go ahead. Caller.
What up, caller?
Right here. I want to give a shout out to the Maz fam. And Horva, I'm so happy to hear you've got the Wave Master himself on your show. I've been listening to his music since 2018. It is a powerful tool. And I'm now more
out. Our caller is breaking up. All I heard was powerful tool.
The pulse of the world.
Mm-hmm. Powerful tool. That's a nice thing to say to someone, right? You're a powerful tool. You could take that in multiple different ways. Hey, thank you, Kale. We can't hear you breaking up. One of the things that saddens me about contemporary communication is that when people break up, you just have silence. You don't have that like nice like noises.
Yeah. I mean, she's a powerful tool, and from 2018, wow, that's 5 years. I just discovered you in 2023. So, all right, we lost that caller, but we got another caller. Let's go to caller two.
So this is actually Lorcan on the phone, Akira. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was driving home from the old climbing gym, having a little climb, and cycling through random music. The Great Dictator comes on, which is one of your tracks, with the Charlie Chaplin one, right?
Mm.
And I'm sitting down, a rainbow pops out, and I'm just listening to this. And it's been a while since I've been listening to Meaning Wave, to be completely honest. It occurred to me, I should reach out to see how Akira's doing. And then I saw this show was live, and it all just kind of lined up. I was on the line here, so I thought I'd say hello and send some love and just big thanks. I I love what you guys are talking about, differentiating the individual between from all these different influences, because ultimately we can't import their voices into our own minds. We can only use them to find our own voices. And that's been the journey that I've been on the last few years. And yeah, it's been a pivotal stage. And then once you find your own mind, you can listen to the minds of others with a better filter. So you take what works and leave the rest behind.
That's right. And what works today might not be appropriate tomorrow, but something else might be tomorrow, and so on and so forth. Hey, congratulations on that rainbow. That's a very, very epic thing.
It is an epic thing. It is. Yeah.
I haven't seen
indeed.
I've got to treasure those rainbows, man. I haven't seen a rainbow in a long ass time. I don't even know if we get rainbows here, because we don't get much rain here.
It occurred to me that they have a shape. Like, rainbows have the same shape. You can see a bit of one, or you can see the entire one, but they all have the same shape, which is quite strange. You wouldn't think that if you were designing rainbows. I think they'd all be different.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you know, in Guadalajara and in Jalisco, it's strange. We got a rainy season that usually starts about May, June. We have not had one drop of rain at all this year, the first 5 months, which is strange. But Akita, let me ask you about, from what I can glean, some of the stuff you've been touching on, this, you know, I call it COVID-1984, COVID-9/11. We've got this great reset stuff. What's sort of your take, you know, if we delve a bit into the conspiracy realm, what's your take on what's going on in the world?
Same as it ever was. Would be, I mean, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I, you know, so much of this stuff we've seen before in various ways. And I've been sort of paying attention to the, I suppose, the conspiratorial view on things for literally as long as I can remember, because I didn't trust nobody ever. And I saw from very early that they was all lying. But certainly as soon as the internet appeared, the first thing I did was go and investigate further things, which previously I'd only ever been able to read about in books. The first thing of which that caught my mind, because I was a big music guy, was I read a book called The Covert War on Rock that was about the sort of various mysterious deaths of various people that were not as they were sort of assumed to be in the mainstream and what have you. And then that led me down the road of looking into Laurel Canyon and what was going on there, which I don't know if you've ever... the whole hippie movement seemed to have been somewhat artificially created. Everybody's parents involved is in the CIA, or, you know, Jim Morrison's father is leading the Gulf of Tonkin around the same time that the Doors are being born in Laurel Canyon, along with all these other weirdos and all these various sort of Satanist types and this, that, and the other. Anyway, so I've been kind of, you know, paying attention to that world for a long ass time. And this whole thing was, you know, this has been sort of predicted for a long time, right? This was all stuff that various people had been warning us about for as long as I can remember. And then you sort of find yourself in it and you're like, oh, look at this. It really is kind of even more cringe than the sort of cheap movie version I imagined. It's like even more ridiculous and cringe and obvious. So, you know, I live in Mexico as a result.
I mean, as you said, you got this, I call him Cobra Commander Klaus Schwab, and you've seen his space suit. He comes out with, like, literally, like, he looks like Dr. Evil with that German accent. Yeah. And it's like, truth is stranger than fiction. And, you know, I came down to Mexico over a decade ago. I just ended up here. Like that Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Soul to Squeeze, where I go, I just don't know. I might end up in Mexico. And I'm like, I was listening to that as a teenager. I ended up in Mexico. But so many people since 2020, I've seen, they've consulted with me, I've met all over the place, Canadians, Europeans, Americans fleeing to Mexico with their parents and grandparents and their kids. It's absolutely crazy.
I'd got like a new US visa. And you know how it is with visas. You have to leave the country to go to a consulate to get the visa stamped and then go back in. So I had this new US visa, the 01 Artist of Extraordinary Ability, Alien of Extraordinary Ability, sorry, visa, which is a wonderful title. And, you know, me and my wife and son just packed a couple little bags. We just popped out the country. We were like, oh, let's go to Mexico. We'd always like the idea of Mexico, and we had sort of discussed possibly moving there sometime. But that wasn't the plan. We were just popping out to get a visa. And then because of the whole Tom Hanks disease thing, there were like these massive queues and it ended up being like months till we could get an appointment. And by the time we got the appointment, they changed the law and you could no longer enter the US if you weren't vaccinated. So we couldn't actually go back if we wanted to, type thing. By that point, we'd fallen in love with where we'd ended up and it was very magical and we'd made friends with all these people and stuff. And it was like, wow, this is like fucking paradiso. But we weren't actually able to return. And that was the case for like nearly 2 years. They literally just lifted that a couple of days ago. You know, we had a house. I was paying for like our house in Texas for like over a year without us being able to get to it. We ended up having to like pack up the whole house, my studio, everything remotely via FaceTime. My wife was dealing with that with like movers. So all of our stuff is in storage in various places, you know, like the whole life and business and everything we'd built up over there, studio, music, studio, streaming, DJ gigs, all this stuff, all was, you know, was gone overnight, type thing, as a sort of side effect of this global cartoon that we're engaged in currently.
Yeah, you know, my wife is not a U.S. citizen, and, you know, we haven't been able to travel as a family to the U.S. I've only been able to come either with my kid or myself, and we're going to have to jump to our break. I want to get more of your thoughts on Mexico as well. The website is meaningwave.com. You can get Akira the Don's music there and support him there. Feel free to call in as well. We've had a few issues with callers dropping out, but you know, try again. We'll be right back.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
It was common in ancient Rome to see placards affixed to houses that read, Cave Canem, beware the dog. Well, perhaps there should be a plaque on the White House that says Cave DeSantis, because indeed, we need to beware of Ron DeSantis. Once the darling of the right, it is becoming more and more apparent as time goes on that Ron's background as secret society member at Yale College, Harvard Law School, JAG Corps, was no accident. He's been groomed for the presidency by billionaires, globalists, and other assorted miscreants well before his 2018 election as governor of Florida. And if he were indeed the true conservative that he claims to be, why did he have the legislature pass a law that enabled him to run for president while retaining the governorship? And why did he just sign a law last week making his travel records inaccessible not only to the public, but to fellow Republicans? Wasn't there someone else that sealed his records too? If only I could remember who. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
You see, on the side of the not respectable, the selfish. But so also, all humane people should admit that they're jokers, that they're playing games and playing tricks, that I am doing it on you. I am most ready to admit this. I hoaxed you all into coming here to tell you what. It was a trap, you see, but I'm going to make it an entertaining trap so that you won't feel so badly about it.
Time flies. We're on our last segment with Akira the Don. Meaningwave.com. You can get his music, buy his merchandise, vinyl, t-shirts, all that jazz. I wanted to get your further thoughts on Mexico. We got a caller. Let's go to our caller. What's going on, caller?
Hi there. My name's Haley. I just figured I'd give a call in and say hi to both you and hi to Akira. It's been a while.
What up, Haley?
Hey, what's up, Akira?
How's everything with you?
Things have been fantastic. How about with you? I've been super busy on this end, but it's been all real good.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's beautiful over here. We're nearly halfway through the year already. Time might be a flat circle, but it's getting very, very fast in its flat circleness. I'm not entirely sure how that works. I had this whole theory that time speeds up as you go older because your life becomes, more of your life becomes habits. And then your mind fasts forwards things that are habits, but I'm constantly disrupting my habits and life does not seem to slow down.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you've been moving around all over the place. You've been really just kind of going.
Yeah, that's one of the main things as well.
Really inspiring.
If you want to break up your habitual habit loops and things of that nature and stop your brain doing that fast forwardy thing, the best thing you can do is move. Even if it's like just like move into a different room in the house or something, or just like rearrange the furniture or some shit like that. Anything you can do to disrupt the part of your brain that, just slots something into the I've done and seen this before thing. But it's not working. Everything's getting faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's actually something I've been trying to work on as well. But it's good to hear you've been doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I've been working very hard, and we have lots of albums in the can, and we are unleashing music every week now for the foreseeable future.
Uh-huh. I am super excited to hear it.
Well, thanks, Haley, for the call, and I'd agree that time flies, speeds up as you get older. I'm certainly having that experience, and we got another caller, but before we get to the caller, Akira, I did want to get your further thoughts on Mexico. When I first came in 2010, I felt the U.S. was becoming totalitarian, which we're seeing now. You know, the Department of Homeland Security banned me from PayPal last year. I got banned off of Patreon. People's bank accounts are being closed. They're creating this fiction of domestic terrorism. Just, you know, we're moving into authoritarianism. And, you know, Mexico, because the government doesn't work very well, you have more freedom as a result. And just, you know, any other thoughts you have on Mexico? I like the people. They're more authentic. They're easygoing. You can kind of, you know, cost of living is lower. The food is great. The weather is warm. Any other thoughts on Mexico?
Based libertarian paradise. Yeah. I wrote a song in 2004 called Genocide is Coming to the USA, which basically predicted much of what is going on. Like I said, like so much of what is going on was known. We were warned. We asked for science was sent, all that sort of thing. But anyway, I love the USA and I always will. And I love the people of the USA, and I think that they will prevail over the demonic entities that are currently engaged in the capture of that brave nation. Mexico, cool thing about Mexico. So many cool things about Mexico. But you're right, I love the people here. I found myself in this wonderful area, and it's all Mexican people I'm hanging out with, and they work hard, they love their families, they go gym, they work out, people go CrossFit, or they go to exotic pole, they love music, they have lots of barbecues, they all, like, you know, all their families are still together, the families haven't all been fractured and destroyed and blown up, the young people have respect for the older people. There isn't piles of trash and shit everywhere. People fix their stuff. If something goes wrong in the neighborhood, people will just get together and run around and go out and fix it, whether that's like a tree's falling down or it needs picking up or like whatever it is. There's like beautiful graffiti all over the place and it doesn't get destroyed, right? There's like the bridges do not have like thousands of crackheads living underneath them. There's nothing under the bridges. It's very civilized. It's a very lovely place. The bit I'm in is like some carved out jungle, and it still has that jungly feel about it as well. And that's just delightful. And the other thing about Mexico, I remember people always like, oh, don't go to Mexico. You'll get kidnapped. Oh, it's really dangerous. Cartels, etc. I have had far more dangerous experiences
in all the other countries I've lived. I've seen far more violence. I've seen far more horror. And I'll tell you one thing. In countries where, you know, the governments act like gangsters, but they're the government, so it's okay, versus countries where you have gangsters running things, so they're at least a bit more honest about what they are. Like, I kind of feel that the latter at this moment in time is a more reliable location to find oneself.
I would agree with you. So here we're advertising for Mexico. Everyone, come on down. We got one more caller. Shoot away, caller.
Hey, Mr. Morick, this is Calais again, calling in from Florida. I got a better connection this time.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to say, Akira, so great to hear you doing awesome. I'm so happy to hear that your family is enjoying Mexico. I do hope we'll see you back in the U.S. at some point, because I would absolutely kill to see you DJing live once more like the old days. Definitely something on the bucket list.
Yeah, for real. Well, you know, the plan in 2020 was before the craziness occurred, before the demons were unleashed, before the portal was wrenched open. The creatures came flying through before Tom Hanks and his wicked cronies had their way. You know, we were planning to start going doing a Meaning Wave tour, you know, do Meaning Wave live shows, do Meaning work on a Meaning Wave festival, things of that nature. So, you know, before they open up the portals again, we're going to see what we can do to, you know, make some outside IRL events occur. So hold tight for that.
Absolutely love it. And Mr. Hervoy, you are so incredibly based for getting banned from those platforms. Everything you're saying on your radio show is fantastic. I love it. Thanks a bunch for hosting the Wave Master himself. I'm so happy to hear more people listening to this amazing, incredible human being.
Well, I mean, Akira is awesome. And, you know, I got to follow in my forefather's footsteps. My grandpa was a Nazi prisoner. And so, you know, I gotta fight the good fight. And we got a couple of minutes left. I didn't want to ask you, Akira, what you think of some of the... Go ahead.
My grandfather is also a prisoner.
Oh, really?
A bit of Poland my grandfather lived in was occupied by the Russians, who dragged him and his homies from their school. He never got to see his parents again. First they dragged him from his school and put them in some kind of labor camp. And then the Nazis invaded a couple of years later, and then they kicked out the Russians, and then they took my grandfather to a forced labor camp in Germany, which he eventually escaped and then joined the army and drove a tank. But yeah, so shouts out to our grandfathers.
Yeah, look at that. We got more things in common, that and living in Mexico. Yeah, my grandfather was 6 months prisoner, and he survived to old age. We got 2.5 minutes left to midnight. I didn't want to ask you real quick about the other musicians that we listen to. You know, a lot of our rock heroes sold out completely during COVID 1984. We've got Five Times August, Brad Skistamas, who I've interviewed, yourself, Akira the Don, Van Morrison and Eric Clapton, who rebelled against COVID 1984, but we saw Foo Fighters capitulate, Bruce Springsteen, Rage Against the Machine, who are raging with the machine, you know, demanding vaccine certificates to go to their concerts. We had the drummer from Foo Fighters die, maybe from a vaccine injury. Any thoughts on these sellouts?
Yeah, I was not shocked by the sellouts, Pfizer Chiefs, etc. You know what I mean? And I was greatly enthused that so many of my childhood heroes remained righteous. Ice Cube never let me down. Ice Cube gave up major Hollywood movies because he publicly was like, nah, I ain't taking the fucking vaccine. He was not having it, right? He really had a lot to lose, and he did. Ian Brown of the Stone Roses, legend, very vocal, did not capitulate. Richard Ashcroft from The Verve refused. He was supposed to be headlining major festivals in the UK when they said that they weren't letting people in unless they were vaccinated. He refused to play. You know, there are a lot of people, Right Said Fred, shouts out to Right Said Fred, very based. Lots of people were righteous. And one great thing about what happened was so many people showed us who they really are. And we know now, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's the music, Akira. We got about 45 seconds left. Tell us your latest projects, best ways to support you and find your work.
MeaningWave.com, but wherever you are, if you're on Spotify, we're on there, if you're on YouTube, we're on there.
Just dropped Invictus last week. New single with Joe Rogan just came out. Got another single dropping this Friday. Very, very epic. You're going to love it. It's called The Government Should Fear the People. Then we got, basically we're dropping music every single week for the whole year. So wherever you're at, look for Akira and Don in Meaning Wave and you might find something that might just change your life.
All right, Akira, thank you for coming on TNT Radio. I think our other presenter, Joseph Arthur, who's a musician, would be also interested to have you on his program, meaningwave.com.